Residents of Lord Howe Island are bracing for the arrival of tropical cyclone Yuessie, which is slowly tracking south towards Australia. The Category 2 system is expected to bring wind gusts in excess of 100 kilometres per hour later today. Barry Griffiths is the Deputy Incident Controller with the New South Wales State Emergency Service. Barry, thanks very much for joining us.
No worries, thank you.
What's the current status of Cyclone Yuessie, Barry?
So currently it's just off the coast of Brisbane, tracking towards Lord Howe Island. The latest update from the Bureau has the eye of the cyclone going right over the top of Lord Howe Island, 5 a.m. tomorrow.
5 a.m. tomorrow. The residents were bracing for it to pass tonight. Has it, during the night, has it slowed down?
It seems like it has.
And what causes that?
I'm not sure. Just changes in weather conditions and temperatures of the ocean.
So if it passes directly over the island at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning, when will the residents start to feel the effects of the winds?
They're starting to feel the effects of the winds now. Winds on the island are starting to slowly increase. As it approaches, that'll obviously become more stronger into the evening and early tomorrow morning.
If it's a slow-moving system, what does that mean for residents as the cyclone passes directly over?
It converts to a tropical low at 5 p.m. today. So it'll bring strong winds. You'll have the standard slowing of the winds as the eye passes over the top, and then the winds will build back up before the system moves further offshore.
It's a relatively small population, swelled by some tourists. I think there's somewhere between 500 and 800 people on the island. There's no evacuation centres there. How vulnerable are residents on Lord Howe? What's the major threat? Is it the winds? Is it the inundation? What is it?
The major threat, the residents are fairly used to these sorts of conditions, although they are excessive, being an East Coast low. They're quite resilient and they're very well prepared. We're tracking 300 to 400 tourists on the island at the moment, and outside of the normal storm damage that you get from that, they're basically being accommodated in the accommodation they've got at the moment.
I'm not sure if you know this, but when you say they're well prepared, in terms of the dwellings on Lord Howe Island, are they built? Are they capable of withstanding winds like this?
Yes, yeah, they're not. Lord Howe Island receives quite strong winds regularly,
mm-hmm.
not to the degree we've got, but this isn't the first time that an instance like this has happened.
Okay, if people are listening then and they are tuning into RN today, we know that. Can you take us through the kinds of preparations people should be making in the hours they have, to ensure they are safe and sheltered from this cyclone?
Yeah, they should be securing whatever boats and property they can. Obviously, putting things over the windows and moving whatever loose items they can inside, and identifying a place that they can go and shelter when the cyclone moves across.
And what about that's the winds, what about the waters? Because there's a lot of rain coming, but big seas too expected, aren't there?
Yes, yeah. There's waves exceeding 5 metres are expected in the surf zone. It's looking like that they'll produce some significant beach erosion in the area. They have undergone, parts of the island have undergone preparations for these sorts of events as well. This will be the first time that some of those have been tested.
Mm.
So hopefully we should see lesser amounts of damage following this event.
I suppose if boats have to be moored tightly, but even, big seas can be a problem with that. But what about dwellings? Are their dwellings vulnerable to that kind of erosion?
Not from what we're tracking.
Okay, and I suppose we shouldn't have to say this, but I may as well get you to say it because you are the emergency services man. People should not go in the water?
No, they should definitely stay out of the water, stay in areas that are sheltered and away from low-lying areas. This system will produce or potentially produce flash flooding in low-lying areas and creek lines. So once the system starts to produce significant weather that's affecting it, people should start to seek cover and stay there until the system passes.
All right, Barry. So just again, to be clear for people in the timing of this, the cyclone Yuessie is likely to be on top of Lord Howe Island around 5 a.m. tomorrow morning, but the winds will start to arrive around when?
They're starting to build now, but cyclones do have a habit of doing unusual things and going in different ways. So the best message I can pass the residents is to maintain in contact with the Bureau of Meteorology website and New South Wales SES website and maintain contact with ABC for the latest information. That's what we've got at the moment, 5 a.m. tomorrow morning, but that may change.
Okay, and just finally about the mainland, what sort of conditions are we expecting in southeast Queensland and New South Wales from Cyclone USE?
We'll see elevated sea states and some storm surge push through, strong coastal winds and some heavy rainfall along the coast.
All right, Barry, thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you very much.